This is Miss Horace reading Almost Super, Chapter 28, You Can't Just Ignore the Laws of Mathematics. One by one, family members arrived. One by one, they got out of their cars and without even a beat's hesitation, started yelling at members of the other family. Adults standing there in their super suits, shaking fists and spitting. There was even the occasional headlock and chest poke. Juanita, Benny, and I just stood there. Dad, who had apparently been caught in a yelling match with a Johnson, finally spotted Benny and me and seemed to remember why he was there. He threw his hands up into the air, spun on his heels, and walked over toward us. I thought you said you were in trouble. We all lost our powers again on the way over. Ah, he pointed at Juanita. I see you've captured a Johnson. Is she the trouble? He shook his fist. Juanita's dad was standing close. You think three Baileys are enough to capture my daughter? Mr. Johnson turned his head and spit. I hate to tell you this, but she has you outnumbered. How could we be outnumbered? Dad asked. There are three of us and one of her. You can't just ignore the laws of mathematics. I rolled my eyes. Dad, this is Juanita Johnson. She helped us.
She helped you?
You mean with this?
Dad motioned at the burning tower.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Anytime a Johnson helps out.
Dad made air quotes with his fingers.
This is usually how it ends up. Although I have to admit, that's a really nice fire.
Juanita's dad stepped forward with his finger raised. I could tell he was going to engage in some chest poking.
Dad, I shouted. Mr. Johnson, I have something to tell both of you, and I want you to listen without interrupting.
Dad looked like he might protest, then folded his arms and waited. Mr. Johnson turned his back on me, but he didn't walk away. While the rest of our families yelled and wrestled around us, I told both of the adults everything I knew about the Joneses. About how Grandpa Jones was keeping our families fighting so that he could do whatever he wanted without interference from superheroes. I explained about the tower and the powers and how we'd finally beaten October Jones, at least for now. By the time I'd finished, Mr. Johnson had turned around, and I noticed Uncle Ralph, Jesse, and my new algebra teacher, Juanita's uncle, were all standing close, listening.
I missed half of the story, the Johnson said.
Back up and start from the beginning. This time, Juanita told it. By the time she was done, half of the family members were listening, and the other half were realizing that no one was fighting anymore. Finally, Benny told the whole story a third time. He made sure that everybody knew it was his push-ups that made the entire thing possible. When Benny finished, everyone looked stunned. Dad was the first one to speak.
The thing I don't get is why only you new heroes lost your powers in the beginning. Why didn't we all lose our powers?
I had wondered the same thing. All I can figure is that maybe they hadn't perfected their technology. Maybe Benny, Juanita, and I were the guinea pigs. Once they saw that it worked, they built the larger tower and took away everybody's powers at once. Dad frowned, but nodded.
I guess we won't know for sure unless we track one of them down.
No one said anything for several moments. I took a deep breath. This was the hard part. We all have worthless powers now, I said. And we're up against an entire family of supervillains who could either have another device to give them their powers back, or at the very least, know how to make one. I paused and let that sink in. Within a few hours, or maybe a few days or weeks, there will be supervillains with powers right here in the city.
We have to stop fighting and work together, Juanita said.
I don't help Baileys, a Johnson said, spitting onto the snow.
We don't have time for you people to be thick-headed, Juanita said.
I looked down to hide my smile. I was starting to appreciate the way Juanita didn't pull any punches. I found Grandpa in the crowd of Baileys.
Grandpa, I said, you are the senior Bailey here. Will you agree to stop fighting the Johnsons? At least until we can find out what is going on?
Grandpa looked thoughtful.
I've sworn to fight evil, he said. I can't just... I turned to Juanita's grandmother, who had come to stand by her granddaughter. Mrs. Johnson, I said, my grandpa thinks you're a supervillain. Do you and the rest of your family promise, starting right now, to stop your evil ways? I wish I could have captured the look on Grandmother Johnson's face. Her eyes grew wide, and her mouth opened and closed for at least 3 seconds before she could speak. We are not, nor have we ever been. I'd only known Juanita for about a week now, and already she understood how I thought. Rafter's not saying we're supervillains, Grandmother. He's asking you if any of us intend to do anything evil in the near future. Of course not, Grandmother Johnson said. I can speak for every Johnson here when I say. I jumped in. Grandpa, Mrs. Johnson just promised that their family will stop being evil. Will you agree not to fight them anymore? But she's a supervillain, Dad said. She's probably lying. Now, son, Grandpa said, this boy's talking some sense. Family huddle. Grandpa put his arm around Dad's shoulder. A few other Baileys stepped forward and spoke in low voices. Grandpa folded his arms and stepped forward. I don't know if a Johnson can really reform. He unfolded his arms to shake his fist and then folded them again. But, as a superhero, I believe in mercy and justice. We won't battle any of you villains until we hear of you. Not here, I said. The Joneses will just call us up pretending to be citizens, and we'll be fighting again tomorrow morning. You have to actually see them doing something wrong. Grandpa folded his arms and blew air through his mustache. Okay, until we see them doing something worth battling against. Done, I shouted. Mrs. Johnson, will you agree to the same thing? If my family promises not to do any more evil, will you promise not to fight us? Grandmother Johnson stared at Grandpa, her fingernails tapping her glass cane. I must point out, Dad said, raising a finger, that our family has never done any evil in the first place. Grandmother Johnson continued to tap her fingernails and then turned to Grandpa. I don't know if it was a Jones or a Bailey that stole our powers. She paused long enough to spit. But I know evil when I see it. If there really is a new family in town, then my granddaughter is right. We must put aside our differences and focus our energies. For a moment, no one said anything. I felt like I was trying to catch a bubble without breaking it. I'll be watching you, Mrs. Johnson, Grandpa finally said. And I you, Mr. Bailey, Grandmother Johnson replied. With that, she turned and walked toward one of the cars. In a moment, both Baileys and Johnsons had separated and were talking among themselves. Dad came over and put his arms around me and Benny. I'm proud of you boys. Let's get you home, and you can tell me all about your first battle. I'm sorry I missed it. We'll be there in a second, Dad, I said. He raised an eyebrow, and I looked over at Juanita, who was talking to her dad. Ah, yes. Dad went and stood by his car. Juanita left her dad and came over to stand by me and Benny. For a moment, none of us said anything. Then Benny started grinning, and the next thing I knew, we were all laughing. We did it, didn't we? I said. I mean, we really did it. Maybe, Juanita said. How long do you think the truce will last? I could hear doubt in her voice. I bet Aunt Verna has already tried to pull over one of your relatives for speeding, Benny said. I don't know, I said. I think it will last. Did you see what happened there at the end? Juanita looked at me, confused. She shook her head. Both of them said the other person's name. I said, Juanita got it. Grandma didn't spit, and Grandpa didn't shake his fist, Benny replied. I nodded. Maybe this truce will stick after all. Benny started jogging in place. We have got to get our real powers back. That was so cool. What are we going to do next? I shrugged. We put our bikes in the trunk and go home. No, Benny said. After that, How are we going to track down October Jones?
Juanita looked at me, waiting for an answer.
There was so much to do, and I didn't know where to start. I looked from Benny to Juanita, and then smiled.
We'll wing it.